Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Now, with the holidays coming up, we got all the best dish, and it's like the cherry on top of your sundae or a star on top of the Christmas tree, and we're bringing it. Now, L.A.'s going to join us a little bit later, and Portia's out doing some Christmas shopping, but filling it today, we got actress and comedian Crystal Powell. Now, a little later, the big homie Andrew Freund is on the red carpet for the premiere of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. And we go thirst trapping with the stars, and we gave the ladies some definite eye candy this time around. But we got to talk about this Masked Singer finale before we get to any of that. Ha. Now, three finalists were revealed. Now, the first singer to be unmasked was the Flamingo. And guess who it was?
Who?
It was the Cheetah Girl singer and the real co-host, Adrian Bailon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, the next person that was revealed was the Rottweiler, who turned out to be none other than Chris Daughtry from American Idol.
Oh, yeah, and he can really sing. Mm-hmm.
Now, here was the thing that blew everybody's mind. Now, some people was able to figure it out from, like, you know, physical nuances and whatnot, but mm-hmm. when they said who the winner was, the world was shocked. Take a look.
A show like this, because of the mask, took all the out of the way and let me truly encapsulate what I do. I was funny as the fox, I could dance as the fox, I sang as the fox, so I was Wayne as the fox, and it was amazing.
Come on, encapsulate.
Okay, yeah, I was like, come on with the big words. I was like, okay. sure.
Here's where I'm blown at. Wayne Brady won a singing competition that Patti LaBelle was in. Do you realize you could run with that for the rest of your life?
I mean, imagine last season, Gladys Knight went home and, what's his name won? T-Pain.
Yeah. T-Pain did. Without the, auto-tune.
Okay.
They put on a midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh.
So what is it? I mean, how is it? Do they judge on your singing or they judge on your costume? I don't know.
All of the above.
Yeah, they just trying to figure out who you are from your mannerisms. Mm-hmm. And what'd you say?
Nuances.
Well, Fox has definitely done it again, and it was ironic that the Fox won on the show on Fox. Not mad at that, but I can't wait for next season.
Yeah. Me either. I'm not mad at you. They should call us to try to do
it.
Hell yeah.
We would have so much fun, because they have people I don't know or never seen before in there, you know, like sports players and stuff.
Yeah.
So we should go. We should try to, you know, we should call
them. Well, no, they only put stars on there, I think.
Oh, you definitely wouldn't make it then, bitch.
Oh.
All right, y'all. Once again, there's drama on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And no, thank God, Portia is not involved. In a preview of Sunday night's episode, it looks like Cynthia's boyfriend, Mike Hill, is planning to propose to her, y'all. And guess what?
What? Mm.
Can you spill the damn beans?
Of
Check
course.
It out.
So, where's your man?
He's here. Oh, he's here. You know, his family's here.
So, all of his family is here.
Yes.
And they were coming tonight.
What did you have to say?
I'm telling you, I feel like he might propose tonight.
No, you don't think he's going to do it tonight. Like, I don't think he's going to do it tonight. I don't think about that.
We're like, I'm telling you, I feel my stomach has butterflies.
Girl, is that what you had to say?
I don't think so. He probably would have invited my mom, and I don't think my mom is here.
Why would you bring that up to her? I mean, when you and I are talking on our own,
okay, come on.
That is not cool.
That was not cool.
That was shame.
This is a moment that Cynthia has been waiting
her whole life
and wanting for her whole
her
life.
Entire life.
Like. Why would she do that? And Candy had
Kenya.
Just told her.
She's a hater, and then you know what? Unhappy people like to see people unhappy.
Man, you know what? Candy should have knew better, though. Girl, you know not to tell Kenya nothing.
Nothing. She can't hold
goodness,
water.
You saw how she walked in on Marlo's event. Come on, now.
Ooh.
She ain't trying to be. She's surprised she ain't coming there with a band with a ring talking about, he's going to propose.
Right now.
He's going to propose.
Like, she's a hater.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Candy looks so disgusted, too. I could just feel it. Like, I would have felt like, girl.
And Cynthia's one of the good ones. Don't do that to Cynthia. Cynthia ain't never hurt nobody.
And she's been wanting this for so long. Like, that sucks. That made me feel bad. And I didn't even see the episode. I just saw it right here.
It's coming on, honey.
And I know it's editing, but the irony of it's like, nah, if he's going to propose, my mom would have been here. And you saw me.
All right, y'all. Now let's talk to our L.A. crew for the next story. Heidi, what you got?
Thanks, Atlanta. Now we're going to move on to a former Boy Meets World actress who has come forward and said that she has made more money doing porn than doing regular acting.
Is it Topanga?
It's not Topanga.
Oh.
No, it's not Topanga, a.k.a. Daniel Fishel. It's Maitland Ward. So she claims that after the show ended in 2000, her career transitioned into porn.
Wow.
As it does.
Occasionally.
It happens sometimes.
I'm sure when this show wraps up, that's where I'll be.
Nice.
Here's what she said, quote, when people say she had to turn to porn, I laugh because this is a good thing, and I'm making more now. If you talk to my younger, more virginal soap opera self, I never would have seen this coming.
You see what you did there?
Yeah.
So if you found out, Heidi, that you could actually make more money doing porn than doing television or radio, would you look into it?
Frank, I got offered $12,000, okay?
To do what?
By a proven money. Said, I will pay this money to do, not my face didn't even have to be in it.
Well, I wouldn't put your face in it either.
Right. To do a close-up shot of my tongue. All he wanted was, it had to be at least 10 seconds long, of my tongue just kind of wriggling and writhing and dancing.
Here's the thing about Heidi's tongue.
Did you do it?
No!
Oh, come on. I told you to do it a long time ago.
But 12 grand for a 10-second video.
Just for a video of your tongue doing
That's
this?
That's awesome, Heidi.
I'm not doing it.
Use your...
What would you do, Chewy?
No.
What would I do?
You get offered porn to do...
Who says I haven't done porn?
Whoa! Dish Nation exclusive!
Have you done porn? And his face wasn't in it.
I'm Googling right
now. Don't Google it.
Well, yeah, moving on. Yes. It's time for...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars!
First up, we got Kamal Nanjiani. I saw this picture and I was like, you know, I gotta give it up for Kamal. Because I would have never suspected this.
He looks great.
You've seen him on Silicon Valley and Portlandia, and also in the movie The Big Sick.
That's right.
And he was in the Lego movie.
And he's not one to show off his body as far as being in the movies that I've seen. But he has been working hard, and he knows it's a thirst trap because, like, normally I don't post thirsty pictures, but I've been working my ass off, and I thought it's about time to show what I've done. So, you know what? I think, yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes. Admitted thirst trap. We can all say yes.
It is, but we're fine with this.
But my God, dude.
A year. Listen, I went back and looked at old pictures of him because I saw this too online, and I was like, who knew that was what was going on underneath those clothes?
Right. Next, we have my buddy French Montana, who posted some pics on the gram working out at the gym and proving that there's nothing that can truly keep my guy down. Check this picture out, y'all. Look at him. All right, man.
Now, he was way bigger, wasn't he?
He was way bigger, and he recently had that health scare where they admitted him to, like, the emergency room and all that. I think he was at Cedars.
So he's not trying to be a superhero. He had a health scare and just got on the health kick.
Yeah, he's going to turn his whole life
around. That's why I say it's not thirst trapping.
Not thirst trapping.
Obviously, it's horrible lighting. It looks like a home gym. It looks like somebody else is taking it for a distance. He didn't even know they were taking it.
Right, that's right. So it's not a thirst trap.
It's not a thirst trap. I'm just happy French is still with us. And be healthy, brother. We love you.
Looking good, man.
Yeah, man.
And lastly, we have Sacha Baron Cohen. His wife, Isla Fisher, posted this video to her Instagram to celebrate him getting a Golden Globe nomination for Best Actor in the movie The Spy.
Mm-hmm. I would say, as far as thirst trapping, I'll say no in this case. She took the video.
The wife took the video. He was in the mirror on his own.
Right. He didn't post the phone and, like, handless record. And
it's
like,
something new. It's thirst bragging now. Where somebody who's doing that is posting the picture of them.
The wife is thirst bragging, like, look at my man.
Look at my baby. Look at my baby.
A new term has been created for 2020.
Yeah, thirst bragging. Yeah.
Well, they're going nowhere. We got more Dish after the break, baby.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Man, y'all, it's some freaky dicky stuff going down at Kris Jenner's house.
Oh, really?
Ooh, the mama just said she had the worst guests ever over for dinner, and you'll never believe who they were. Y'all want to take a guess?
Kanye and Kim.
O.J. Simpson.
No, y'all, it was John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. It seems like the couple took advantage of a night without the kids and decided to get it on in Kris Jenner's bedroom and closet. Take a look.
Worst dinner guest ever.
What is happening?
Miss Legend is such a lady.
Oh my God! they're crawling in and rolling around.
That's the best place to do it at in Kris Jenner's closet. You already know
That's so fake and stuff, honey.
Have you guys ever caught somebody, like, you know, making out or having sex at your crib?
No, I actually haven't.
Mm-mm. Neither have I, and I wouldn't want to see nobody doing it.
I can't be a part of it. To sneak and watch.
Yo, I caught my mom and dad at the end of it.
No.
And I was so disappointed, because this was years after.
To finish one strong?
I was a full-blown adult when this happened.
I'm watching.
And they did it in my bed.
Where was you at?
I went to go run an errand.
Oh. At least I was quick about it. How long did you go? How long were you gone?
Like 30, 45 minutes.
Oh, Daddy still got the loan back. Okay.
All right, everybody, squad up.
Yup,
that's right. Now I have some breaking news, my people. It seems as though the United States Department of Agriculture website has made a terrible mistake, and they listed the beautiful nation of Wakanda, which belongs to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as a trading partner. Now, they had the fictional country listed for trading products like dairy, tobacco, and alcohol with America, but there is some good news. There was no USDA entry for the vibranium, which is the source of power in Wakanda, so everything is all good. But the United States Department of Agriculture claims that the inclusion of Wakanda was an error made as part of a test that the officials were running. But of all the countries of the world, why Wakanda? I mean, I guess because it's, like, close in memory, but...
Yeah, but why not use other countries that are on the official list?
Yeah, like case in point. You know, Wakanda's known for a lot of beautiful things. If you watch Black Panther, you know you have to fly into an invisible mountain or waterfall to get there. Do you realize how many people would die in the process trying to find said Wakanda?
I still haven't seen Wakanda yet. I guess I need to see it.
I'm going to take all of your black card for not saying Wakanda.
Girl,
I mean, all of it.
Gary too busy watching Steel Magnolias.
You can
Pretty
watch them both.
On Golden Pond, honey.
All right,
So y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right. Today's deal is the Sharper Image Own Zone Wireless TV headphones for private listening. Now, these headphones will allow you to enjoy TV as loud as you want without disturbing others, and it also helps block out the surrounding sounds. Now, the transmitted headphones wildly transmits up to 100 feet without interference, and there's no Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or pairing required. Oh, and the volume controllers on the headphones and a super soft cushion ear pads connected.
Now, these are nice head cranes. Do they fit on everybody's head?
Oh, no worries for you people out there with large domes such as myself. There's a headband that is adjustable, and they come with a rechargeable battery that lasts for up to 10 hours so you can pair multiple headphones to one TV.
How much are these, head crack?
Oh, that's the best part. Get ready to turn up the volume because usually they run as high as $60, but for the Dish Nation viewers, they're only
$25. $25?
Yup, yup. So be sure you go to MorningSave.com and get yourself a pair today.
Okay, coming up, our friend Andrew Freud hits the red carpet to dish with the cast of the Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here on the blue carpet at the world premiere of Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker, getting ready to talk to all the stars. What do we say, guys?
May the Force be with you!
How excited are you for the film?
Yes, terribly exciting. Thank you. Come along, Arthur.
Is this really the last movie?
You know, I keep asking that same question. I can't imagine this whole experience ending with just this. This is a one saga.
First of all, it's unfair that you're this tall. I mean, this is just... Chewie, how excited are you for tonight? Raise your arms for the level of excitement. What are the stakes people did to try to get secrets from you out of this movie?
Every day I worked, the makeup department and the wardrobe department were... They had emails or texts or bribes for people trying to get information. They made us wear cloak hoods going from the makeup wardrobe units into the studio. They had security, plain clothes, and visible in the studio. So if anybody lifted their phone up, somebody would come and go, you're not taking a photograph.
What's the real secret in terms of not waiting in long lines at Disneyland?
Being the CEO of the company.
Oh, come on, Bob.
I'm fortunate. You know, I have, that's one of the perks of the job.
What are your thoughts on Baby Yoda?
I love him. He's cute. He's captivated the world.
Right?
And I guess there's no merch out there. What's up with that?
I mean, I think it's coming.
I'm in my basement working on Baby Yoda dolls. I'm selling them on Etsy.
How much do you love Baby Yoda?
Who doesn't love Baby Yoda? I mean, you guys, we're easily manipulated. Hold it together. It's just a baby. They're everywhere.
The day is here. Mm-hmm. This thing is coming out. The train is leaving the station.
I know what you're going to ask me.
Who dies?
And then I get the makeup.
Oh, my. What? So what you're saying is Chewbacca dies.
Was that what I said?
Okay, first, you were on our sister show, 25 Words. That's our sister show.
Okay, love that show. I'm not just on that show, like 20 episodes of that show. They can't get rid of me.
If your character had a theme song, what would that theme song be?
Maybe a Pretty Ricky song.
Okay, Pretty Ricky.
Grind with me.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah. Serious.
I know you are.
Cool.
Thanks, man. You have R2-D2, C-3PO show up uninvited to your house. Who do you let in?
Well, it would probably be easier for 3PO to get in just because there's some gravel.
That's true. Okay. Oh, that's right. How can R2 roll over the gravel?
Although he did all right on, in Tatooine, I guess.
That's true. That's valid.
No. What would... He can fly also, we learned.
Oh, is that a spoiler alert? No, I know. We've seen him fly.
No, have you ever seen a film, a Star Wars film?
Yeah, I see him. He flies.
They send the person who's never seen a Star Wars film.
JJ, I've seen all of the films. All of them.
All right.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! So, y'all, the queen of entertaining, Martha Stewart, hosted a Christmas party at her house, and Queer Eye's Anthony Perowski attended. He shared this photo from the party with the caption, "Socializing at Christmas parties." Well, honey, Martha saw the photo, and she commented, "Mother take that down!"
Whoa.
I'm kidding. She said, "Dear Aunt Tony, this is at Martha Stewart 48. You did not tag me on this photo of my stable, nor of my beautiful dogs, Han, Ken, Bete Noir, and Creme Brulee. We are bummed about that because you have so many followers, and you are my Christmas cookies. You were nice not to post the forbidden scenes, and we thank you." So what do y'all think about this?
What kind of is that? I ain't never heard of that.
What?
Y'all that serious about being tagged and stuff?
Yes. If you posted my house and you at my tag house, me. You should tag me because it's my stable, my beautiful horses, my dogs. You ain't just socializing at a Christmas party. You at my Christmas party.
I promise you to God, I'm never tagged because I don't know how to
if
tag.
If you don't watch Wakanda, you probably don't
and
tag.
And that too. That's ridiculous.
Social media is what's happening nowadays, and Martha Stewart is on TV. She likes her followers, and if she invites all these celebrity guests to her house,
tag her.
And you're going to post at her house, you should tag her.
That's right. So you two runaways left the party and then went to the horse stable.
Right. And you took a picture with her dogs like them
and
your dogs. Her dogs are beautiful.
Girl,
them
food I names.
So people like, oh, he has beautiful dogs. No, Martha, like them my bitches, okay?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.